Did you know that many Australians caring for a loved one with dementia are sleep deprived? A new study by Edith Cowan University in Western Australia and Alzheimer's Western Australia asked 104 carers about their sleep and found 94% are sleep deprived. We are joined now by the lead researcher, Dr. Aisling Smith, to find out what needs to be done to care for carers. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us, especially at an early time over in Western Australia.
Yeah, it's school holidays.
That too. Now, 94% sleep deprived. That's a really shocking number.
But it
makes sense. It's concerning. Why do you think this number is so high?
Yes, it is shocking. I think for us as researchers, when we approached the study, we expected to see high levels of poor sleep. That's what's been shown internationally. But I think even for us, we were astounded to see 94%. So virtually every participant that we spoke to had poor quality sleep. Anecdotally, sleep is affected for numerous reasons. So the person that you can be caring for may have disrupted nighttime routines themselves, so they require care at nighttime, or there can be nighttime wandering with late-stage dementia. Also, there is the carer's own physical and psychological well-being can be a factor. So when we asked our study participants what was keeping them awake at night, it was kind of split roughly a third talking about the care recipient's needs and wakening them, a third talking about their own physical health, so their own ailments, which keep them awake, and a third were awake due to worrying and rumination and kind of anxiety at nighttime.
Yeah, it's definitely a layer upon layer of issues. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you think needs to change to provide better care to dementia carers?
I think, I suppose there is that individuality in terms of what's keeping people awake, which requires that person-centred approach. But I think as a general approach, we certainly have a limited accessibility to respite care for carers in Australia. I think we only seen about 2% of participants who had access to overnight respite care. So they're not getting that ability to even get catch-up sleep in between long periods of disrupted sleep. So I do think we increased access to respite. And I also think we need to address some of those other psychological ailments which tend to keep people awake, that rumination, which can really affect the quality and quantity of sleep that caregivers are getting.
Yeah, I did want to talk about that you mentioned earlier, because the research there mentioned that stress is really high and people, carers who already have anxiety or stress or depression, this can be amplified as well. Can you tell us about what you found out about the mental well-being and health of these carers?
Sure. So I'll start with health, if you don't mind. So there's quite a lot of what we call comorbidities, so chronic conditions which are seen in caregivers at a much higher level than in the general population. So we see higher levels of, well, depression being one of those chronic conditions, but also things like diabetes and obesity, which interestingly are linked to poor sleep. So there is that kind of interconnection between poor sleep and physical health. And then when we look at the psychological health, there is high levels of depression, anxiety, and stress was certainly the most significant predictor in terms of poor sleep in this population. So what we've seen was the more stressed carers tended to be, the poorer they slept. And similarly, the poorer they slept, the worse their stress was. So we're almost seeing this vicious self-perpetuating cycle whereby their stress is impacting their sleep and their sleep is impacting their stress.
Oh, it's such a vicious cycle between the two. What's your advice to people listening at the moment who are carers of someone with dementia?
Yeah, so I think firstly, as I spoke about previously, there is those personal elements that can be addressed to improve sleep. So if you're feeling stressed, certainly go and seek some psychological support. I would suggest speaking to Dementia Australia, who can point you in the right direction. So even things like carer support groups, where you have that peer support, which can really help decrease some of those psychological distress measures. I would also suggest looking at some basic sleep hygiene, sleep promoting activities. So really the fundamentals of ensuring that you have consistent bedtimes, consistent rise times, having a wind down routine in the evening, avoiding late afternoon caffeine, avoiding alcohol altogether if possible. So I would suggest implementing those really basic fundamentals to ensure that you're giving yourself the optimal chance to get the best sleep in that sleep window.
It's absolutely so important. Just quickly before I let you go, you are working on a program to promote better sleep. Did you want to quickly tell us about that one?
Sure. So as a result of this study, we were lucky enough to be given a grant through Dementia Australia and the Australian Association of Gerontology. And as a result of these findings, we're trying to really implement some program that can address that rumination, nighttime worrying through a psychological intervention with the hope of improving both stress and the knock-on effect that will improve sleep also.
It's so important. Thank you so much for taking the time to join
us. Thank you for having me on, Marlene. Thanks so much.